Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Midwest Direct hog markets today are called steady to as much as $1 per hundredweight lower, pressured by lower wholesale pork prices and continued hefty supplies of slaughter-ready hogs. Terminals are called steady to lower, with tops from $34 to $37. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $34. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, October 23rd, negotiated swine purchases were 14,575. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $42.50 to $55. The weighted average, $52.77, a loss of 69 cents from Monday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $32.82 to $44, the weighted average $42.47. And on the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $16,293. The base price range was $42 to $58.50, the weighted average $54.82, a loss of 98 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $34.84 to $45.50, and the weighted average was $43.77. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather, AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Keyser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Taking a look at South America, first of all, we will check in with Brazil, and I'll tell you that well, not a huge change from what we talked about yesterday. Many of the growing areas of Brazil are finally getting some rain, although northern areas obviously have been the driest the longest, and there are still some dry areas in northern Minas Gerais, northeastern Goiás, and Bahia. And those are the northeastern most growing areas. But some of the western portions of the northern crop production area continue to get some rain. Over the last 24 hours, scattered thunderstorms did occur from Mato Grosso into western Paraná, Sao Paulo, and far southern Minas Gerais. And coverage in that area, about 50-50, and there was a wide variety of rainfall. And it's likely that up to 2 inches, or maybe even a little more, occurred in southern Mato Grosso, while other areas probably got an inch to less, and in some cases a lot less. Now, I'm saying likely because a lot of this is estimated based on satellite data, because there's been a lack of actual data coming out of Brazil lately. But does look like much of Mato Grosso did get some rain, western Paraná, Sao Paulo, and far southern Minas Gerais. So what that leaves is Bahia, northern Minas Gerais, and northeastern Goiás as the dry areas. And those areas may pick up some rain in the first week in November. So for planting there, there may be some delays in northeastern areas just because they've stayed drier longer than usual. But most of the most of the Brazilian crop areas will get showers and thunderstorms here over the next week or two. And that will help with planting and germination and emergence of the soybeans and corn. Now, as we go into Argentina, generally speaking, conditions remain favorable. Rain yesterday was confined to far northern parts of Argentina, so most grain-producing areas stayed dry yesterday. And that was good for field work. And there will be some showers at times and some sunny days at times over the next couple of weeks. So that's going to help both the wheat crop, which is now in the reproductive stage in southern sections, and the summer crop planting over the rest of Argentina. And it looks like over the next couple of weeks, just about all crop areas will get rain at one time or another. But it may be a little lighter to the west than to the east. Now back to the United States in the Midwest Corn Belt. We're going to be on the cool side and turning damp again, especially for the eastern two-thirds of the Corn Belt here later this week as an upper air low will move across the area. It's not going to produce heavy rainfall, but we will have on-again, off-again rain and not much in the way of evaporation for several days, so it will be on the damp side. Now, during the last 24 hours, most of the rain that fell was from the Champaign-Urbana area, or east and south of Champaign-Urbana, as we didn't get any rain here in the last 24 hours, but it did fall over southern Illinois, Kentucky, on into Indiana and Ohio. And another 1 to 3 inches of rain fell in Kentucky, so maybe they got some flooding. That's not good, but that's a state that's been extremely dry. They've been in a severe drought, so the rainfall there in general is going to be beneficial, but some of it came a little too much too quickly. But we're going to see more spotty showers around the eastern two-thirds of the Midwest here, mainly tomorrow through Saturday, and lingering in far eastern areas on Sunday. Northwestern areas should stay dry here for the next several days, so that's where the best opportunity for field work will be here once we get through the next few days. And that's a look at the growing areas for this morning. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 856 and 3 quarters, down 3. Last trade down 15 and 3 quarters. March, 866 and a quarter, down 2 and a quarter. Last trade down 17 and a half. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 838, down 3. Last trade down 16. July, 679, down 3 and a half. Last trade down 10 and 3 quarters. December corn opened at 361 unchanged. Last trade down 2. March, 376 and 3 quarters, down 1. Last trade down 2. July, 395 and 3 quarters, down 1 and a quarter. Last trade down 1 and 3 quarters. December of next year, 409 and a quarter, down 3 quarters. Last trade down 1 and 3 quarters. November beans open at 980 and 3 quarters, down 1. Last trade down 4 and 3 quarters. January, 998 and a half, down 3 quarters. Last trade down 4 and 3 quarters. July, 1023, up 1 and a half. Last trade down 3 and a half. December soybean meal open at 276.50, down 10. Last trade down 140. December soybean oil open at 40.41, down 1. Last trade down 12. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave.
Want to start in the corn market today, if I may.
Okay.
And note that we've been consolidating this market for the better part of 2.5 months.
Yes,
and
we have.
And the question I have for you is, do you see any break in the consolidation pattern on the horizon?
I don't see a major break in it, Dave. And if we talk on the horizon, you know, between now and Thanksgiving, I really don't. The range you're talking about, D's corn basically has been between 340 and 370 for an extended period of time. The weakness in the wheat market could potentially break us out a little bit below that 340 number, maybe push us down to 325 or 330, but don't look for much more weakness than that. But considering D's corn's at 360 right now, that's a pretty good pullback. But longer term, I still think you have to feel, Dave, that with the fight for acres, the concern of a 6-7 million acre loss next year, that any hiccup in yields in 2008, they're going to put some sort of premium back in. But the weakness in wheat can certainly drag us outside of that range here in the next 30 to 45 days.
So if there's a weakness in wheat and we get a close, say, below 820, what would that imply?
A close below 820. Well, now we have filled the head and shoulders configuration. Well, no, at 820, I'm sorry, we have not filled it. To fill the head and shoulders on wheat, we've got to go down to like to a 760, maybe as low as 720. Also, if we're down in that 820 area on D's wheat, Dave, we have now closed below the 50-day moving average, which would be which right now is at 831. That would be the first time we've done that since before Memorial Day. So if we get down to 820, Dave, I would certainly think that wheat has a good shot of moving another 50 cents lower, which I think those kind of moves are going to take corn slightly below that trading range.
Let's turn our attention to the beans then, which has been honoring thus far resistance levels created in September. But I wonder if over time you think we're seeing new contract highs in the beans.
I think that that's possible, even with the bearishness we've talked about here in wheat and a little bit in corn. Again, I think the overall tone has the most positive action in soybeans. You know, look for those highs to probably come out, even though no beans right now, we're in the middle of a trading range between $9.60 and $10. I would expect those to come out. Again, the nervousness of supply here, not only in the U.S., but worldwide. I know South America has seen a little bit better weather here over the last 10 days or so. But yeah, look for those highs to come out, and as we mentioned before going live here, a vertical call spread to re-own bean sales from this harvest does make some pretty good sense. I mean, there was no reason to pay storage when you're selling cash beans at above $9, and so for those that sold it, don't regret it. Look at a vertical call spread, maybe sell that $12 or $13 call against, you know, an at-the-money option. That's probably the best way to play that.
Thank you much, Ed.
You bet, Dave. Thanks.
Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.